We are up to Simon Reish Ayin Tes, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifin. Ner. A ner is an oil lamp. Now, the oil lamp, after you used it, as the wick went down, the lamp itself would get all black, full of soot, and it wasn't very pleasant to have around on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Ner Shidliko Bobosa Shabbos. The lantern that was lit, the lamp that was lit that Shabbos, Afal Pishakova, even after the flame goes out, Osur Letaltalo, you are not allowed to be metaltal it. V'chein, Moser HaShemin Shebener Shidliko Bobosa Shabbos Osur Letaltalo, is topic Menabosa Shabbos. The leftover oil is also Mukta. Why is all of this Mukta? So first of all, the flame itself is considered a muktzah makmas gufo. It is not a keli. A fire is muktzah. Everything else is considered a basis to it. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, everything was muktzah, so we say hol v'iskatzoi, since it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also for the entire Shabbos. Furthermore, the shemen, you couldn't have taken from the shemen at the beginning of Shabbos when it was burning, because if you minimize the amount of oil, that is tantamount to kibui. It's like lessening or putting out the flame. Since you couldn't have taken it, there was nothing you can do with it. So it became muktzah machmas gufo at the beginning of Shabbos. And one other reason is because it was huktzah l'mitzvaso. It was put aside for Shabbos, for use, for light for Shabbos, and not for you to go and eat. So because of all of these reasons, it becomes muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, and hol v'iskatzoi, we give it a shem muktzah machmas isser, it remains usser for the entire Shabbos. Even in a candle, where there's no isser of really pulling off some of the wax, because unlike oil, where all of it gives it its koach to burn at the same time, so by taking some of the oil, you're minimizing the flame. In a candle, you're not doing that, because only the top is burning and not the rest of it. Nevertheless, it's usser because it was huktzah l'mitzvaso. It was muktzah when Shabbos came in. Sivbeis nerzesha manu shasal l'taltlo afil l'tzor gufo l'tzor makomo usser. You're not allowed to move this, even l'tzor gufo or makomo. So we're going to see in Hilkas muktzah that there are really two kinds of muktzah. There's muktzah, something that is outside our realm altogether, and that cannot even be moved l'tzor gufo or makomo. We have things that are not outside of our realm. They are kli shemalachto l'isser, that are included in the gzeiris kelim of Nehemiah. We'll see about that later. The halacha is that with them, Chazal were matur moving it with saraguf or makomo. If you need the object or you need its place. The chiddush here is that something that is muktzah machmas iser does not get, that was muktzah at Ben Hashmashes, does not get the heter of saragufo and makomo. Says the Ramah now, says the Machaber, yesh mi shehitu v'lo nir advarav, there's someone who wants to be matur, but he argues with him. Hagavi Yeshomrim, the Mishu who istinis, someone who is very finicky. Vaner Moisolov, and he finds the filthy lamp full of soot, he finds that disturbing. Mutterlot Sio Devaladeki Graf Shalrei. The halachi is that Chazal from covered abrius were matur taking a bedpan out of the room on Shabbos, even though it's Mukta, simply for the sake of covered abrius. So too here, if you find the soot repulsive because you're an istinus, you'd be allowed to take it out of the room after it went out. V'amachmir lo hifsid, which the Mishnah Berurah lemaisa changes, and he says it means hamachmir yachmir v'hamekel lo hifsid. You don't lose anything by being mekel. Now what if someone is not an istinus, but it bothers him? So the Bach and the Magen Avraham say that he doesn't have to be an istinus. It could be that for everything else he's normal, but this happens to bother him. All of this was talking about a ceramic lamp. A metal lamp doesn't become mos, and certainly an electric one doesn't become mos, so that there's no heter if it bothers you once it goes out.